Great reasons to buy. The nation aren't just nailing it, they're cinching it. Comparison against equivalent retailers. Visit cinch.co.uk/range claim. Mileage restrictions and terms apply.
Most homes would save with Octopus Energy. Outstanding value with award-winning customer service. Visit octopus.energy/value for our calculation.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 5 o'clock, an American official has confirmed Israel has notified the US it intends to launch a limited ground incursion into Lebanon as soon as today. The country's forces have also carried out the first apparent airstrike on central Beirut. Israeli spokesperson David Mensah says its forces only ever act in self-defense.
There is nowhere that Israel will not reach in defense of this country. Until when? For as long as we are attacked, Israel is in essence a peaceful nation. We will always put our first hand out in peace to our neighbours.
Four Metropolitan Police officers and a civilian staff member are to face disciplinary action over the handling of allegations against serial rapist David Carrick. The former officer was jailed last year for crimes against 12 women over 17 years. Amanda Abington says she hopes more people will feel encouraged to come forward with any abuse claims while on Strictly Come Dancing. The BBC has apologised after she complained about the way dance partner Giovanni Panici treated her last year. Our entertainment editor, Charlie Gerling, says both sides are calling it a win.
The judge has found that that actually it's a little of column A and a little of column B. So we understand that some complaints of verbal bullying and harassment were upheld against him, but claims of his physical aggression were not upheld.
Panici's team say they're pleased with the review's outcome. The UK's senior civil servant, Cabinet Secretary Simon Case, is to stand down at the end of the year on health grounds. He says while the spirit remains willing, the body is not. A bulletproof vest decorated with a Union flag by Banksy has been put up for auction with an estimate of between £200,000 and £300,000. Sotheby's say it's from a collection which the street artist began displaying in a shop window in South London in 2019. It will go on display on Thursday. In the city, a short time ago, the FTSE 100 was trading down 73 points at 82.48. The pound bought $1.34 and €1.20. And the weather, heavy rain in the east tonight, clear otherwise, a low of 6. That rain continuing in the east tomorrow, sunny spells elsewhere, and a high of 17. From Global's newsroom, for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
Thank you, Tim, and good afternoon. Margarita Taylor with you just after 5 on this Monday afternoon with a glorious Grieg piano concerto, the first movement, playing for you next.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Vaughan Williams' English Folk Song Suite, we heard the March Folk Songs from Somerset, played by the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra, Andrew Manzi conducting. And before, the first movement of Grieg's glorious piano concerto, played by Jean-F. Lambavouzet with the Bergen Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Edward Gardner. Now, music from Mozart next, and I happen to know, little birdies told me, that Alexander Armstrong has a rather fantastic piece from the great composer Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart to bring you tomorrow morning on his show. He joins you from 10, and he's picked out a Mozart favourite later in the show that comes from, or has been borrowed by, one of the most loved movies of all time and used in one of the most memorable movie scenes of all time. That's tomorrow. For us this afternoon, it's Mozart's Flute and Harp Concerto in C that I have for us. Here's the first movement. Thank you. Jacques Soon and Letizia Bellamondo with the Orchestra Mozart, conducted by Claudio Abbado, for that first movement of Mozart's Flute and Harp Concerto in C. Now, coming up, if you need a bit of a barnstormer to get you through the day, then Verdi provides it in a moment or two. But if it's a soothing moment you're after, then the work that Chopin dedicated to the Belgium concert pianist Marie Piel will do the trick, I think. On the way, after all the latest on the traffic and travel, Tim has that for us next.
Classic FM.
Going to the shops isn't everyone's bag. Like Priya and Sarah here, in their front room trying to kickstart their two-woman band. They'd rather get easy prep meals, ingredients and more delivered by Tesco Whoosh while they practice. Store to door from as little as 20 minutes. Woo! Keep it up, girls. Tesco Whoosh. Every little helps. Fees apply. Delivery times range from 20 to 60 minutes. Selected areas only. Pricing specific to Whoosh. See tesco.com/whoosh.
Classic FM travel.
In Nottinghamshire, there are queues on the A1M northbound because of an accident before junction 35 for the M18. In the West Midlands, the M6 is very heavy southbound from junction 10A for the M54 to junction 9 for Wensbury. That's due to a lorry breaking down earlier. In West Yorkshire, there are delays on the westbound M62, where a car broke down between junction 26 for Chain Bar and the Hartshead Moor services. A police investigation in Fife is blocking the A92 in both directions at Kirkcaldy and causing delays. To the trains, and flooding has suspended Merseyrail services from Hooton to Chester and Ellesmere Port, and northern trains between Wigan Wallgate and Southport.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Jan Lizetsky and the Sound of Chopin's Nocturne in E flat major. That's just the kind of thing you can hear on our new Classic FM sister station, ClassicFM.com. You can ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM.com on Global Player, or you can head to ClassicFM.com for more details of how you can listen. Just such a soothing experience, night or day. Now, coming up next, if it's a barnstormer you're after, I have that Verdi, the Grand March, to come. And talking of a barnstormer or two, I know this particular man likes to add that kind of moment into the start of your day.
Weekday mornings on Classic FM.
Wake up with Dan Walker.
Yes, we had plenty of fantastic Monday morning music to brighten up what was a drizzly start to the week. It was certainly what I needed as I prepare for my epic coast-to-coast challenge that starts on Thursday for Global's Make Some Noise. Something fun to tell you about that tomorrow. And loads of wonderful music too. Come and join me from 6:30.
Classic FM Breakfast with Dan Walker.
Listen on your radio and on Global Player.
Tomorrow morning from 6:30.
Classic FM.
Adrian Munsey's The Distance Between, Angèle Debeau and her ensemble La Pieta playing on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
And the two pieces I played you back to back there on Classic FM a moment ago. The drama Verdi's Grand March, brought to us by the London Symphony Orchestra and chorus, directed by Richard Hickox. My goodness, that is a piece and a half, isn't it? Glorious music. And the calm there following it of Dario Marianelli's Dawn. The sound played by Jean-Yves Thiboudet. And if it's that kind of sound that you love, especially at this time of year when we start to think about hibernating away in the evenings, if you'd like a moment of calm every evening from 7 o'clock, Zeb Soans is here for the most relaxing evening of music. And then from 10 at night, Rital Ashar, keeping you nice and cosy with calm classics as we head to bed and snuggle up with that water bottle. That's definitely where I'll be tonight. From 7, Zeb, from 10, Rittler, here for you on Classic FM. For us next, we hear from Tchaikovsky and the Serenade for Strings in C.
Thank you.
Daniel Hope with the Zurich Chamber Orchestra and Tchaikovsky's Serenade for Strings in C. Now, after the news at 6, I have music on the way from John Barry, one of his most loved film themes to come, and from Handel, the Water Music Suite number 2 for The Journey Home this evening. I'm also going to be putting one particular classical star in the spotlight, the brilliant Alexis French. He had released a new album this Friday just gone. It's called Classical Soul, Volume 1, and it's some of his compositions, some new music as well from him, and music inspired by his late father's record collection. A great album, Classical Soul, Volume 1. A moment from that on the way at about 6:15 this evening here on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Dan Walker's Coast to Coast Challenge on Classic FM.
Yes, I can't believe it really. This week I'm attempting to travel the full width of the north of England in just 48 hours on my bike. It's very exciting and a little bit terrifying. But it's all for a great cause. I'll be helping to raise money for Global's Make Some Noise. So please, I would love your support in any way you can.
Find out more and make a donation at classicfm.com. Proudly supported by Viking. Exploring the world in comfort.
Need to print?
Take a hint. You can get toner and ink
for less than you'd think
from cartridgepeople.com.
For unbeatable prices.
Cartridge People.
Printing.
Sorted.
See online for our price promise.
When did the Falklands War end? What about the war in Afghanistan? Or the second war in Iraq? For many, the battle continues. Years after the fighting stopped, there are thousands of veterans who still suffer isolation, fear, nightmares as a result of what they've experienced. Combat Stress provides intensive mental health treatment to UK veterans with complex mental health problems. Combat Stress, for veterans' mental health. To find out more, go to combatstress.org.uk.
Retirement's meant to be all about taking it easy. No fuss, no stress, no worries. So head to happyannuities.com. You see, today's rates are staggeringly good, so there's no better time to convert your pension pot into an income for life from a huge choice of the UK's leading annuity providers. happyannuities.com for a long and happy retirement. Happy Annuities is a trading style of GPEB Limited, which is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority.
Health isn't someday in the future, it's now. It's same day GP appointments when you need that niggle seen to, and getting the results for your cancer test fast. Health is a direct line to experts, whatever time of day you need it, and mental health support that doesn't have an expiry date. Feeling your best every day starts today. Search Bupa Health Insurance to get your quote now. Bupa, this is health. Pre-existing conditions not covered. Terms and conditions apply.
With the biggest range of cars to buy entirely online, it's no wonder everyone's cinching it.
I cinched it. Do you want to spin class? I think I'm going to be sick.
I cinched it in this coffee shop.
What are you having?
A five-door hatchback.
This is your captain speaking. I cinched it before takeoff with a 14-day money-back guarantee.
With so many great reasons to buy, the nation aren't just nailing it, they're cinching it.
Comparison against equivalent retailers. Visit cinch.co.uk/range claim. Mileage restrictions and terms apply.
Since 1989, World Land Trust has ensured the protection of over 13,000 species around the world. That's music to our ears. World Land Trust. Saving land, saving species. Find out how your donation can help protect the world's most threatened habitats and species at worldlandtrust.org.
Classic FM Calm, the new sister station from Classic FM.
Listen now to escape and unwind.
Ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM Calm.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock, an American official has confirmed Israel has notified the US it intends to launch a limited ground incursion into Lebanon. It could happen as soon as today, despite calls for an immediate ceasefire from Joe Biden. Sharon Lifshitz's father was taken hostage by Hamas in the October the 7th attacks. She says this will not help bring the remaining hostages home.
If there's a ground incursion, they've been telling us that nothing will happen for 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 5 weeks. Anything that take away the possibility of all the parties sitting together and reaching a deal does not help the hostages.
A 96-year-old woman has been spared jail after admitting killing a pedestrian last year through dangerous driving. Jew Mills was handed a 18-month suspended sentence for causing the death of pedestrian Brenda Joyce. Her car mounted a pavement as she left a bridge club in Formby on Merseyside. The last blast furnaces at Tata's steelwork in Port Talbot have shut down. It's being exchanged for a greener system, but thousands of jobs are being lost. Our Wales correspondent Bronwyn Weatherby is there.
Replacing the blast furnaces will be a £1.25 billion electric arc furnace. That will use electricity to remelt or basically recycle scrap metal to produce more steel, a method which needs considerably fewer workers.
We're just hearing that members of the National Education Union have voted in a snap poll to accept the government's 5.5% pay rise for teachers in England. But the union says it's just a first step in the major pay correction that's needed. The head of the civil service says he's going to step down from his job at the end of the year. Simon Case says he's been getting treatment for a neurological condition and claims while the spirit remains willing, the body is not. An emergency programme to save a population of capercaillie in the Cairngorms National Park has been started by conservationists. The bird, a large variety of woodland grouse, is expected to become extinct in 20 to 30 years. Human disturbance and fence construction are among the factors that have led to their decline. In the city, the FTSE 100 closed down 84 points at 82.37. The pound buys $1.34 and €1.20. And the weather, heavy rain in the east tonight, clear otherwise, a low of 6. That rain continuing in the east tomorrow, sunny spells elsewhere, and a high of 17. From Global's newsroom, for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
Thank you, Tim. Good evening, it's Margarita Taylor with music to see you home here on Classic FM. From John Barry, Dances with Wolves to come after Handel.